I'm speaking here with Jeff Roin at Poet Biorefining here in Emmitsburg, Iowa. And we've got another field day coming up here. Jeff, tell me first of all a little bit about what we're going to see out here.
Well, today we're going to see 16 different equipment manufacturers that have brought their equipment here today to demonstrate it to the local farmers in the Emmitsburg area and to show them how in the future we're going to collect cellulose off of corn ground and ag ground in rural America.
Well, it looks like people are already coming out here. We can kind of see back behind you some activity and a whole pile of corn cobs already harvested here to show off. What do you tell people in terms of the viability now of us looking at utilizing this new biomass source for making ethanol?
Well, basically, Poet's been working on cellulosic ethanol literally for years, and we've invested heavily in it. We have an $8 million pilot plant today that's operating. It's been operating for basically 12 months, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have made great progress, and in fact, 2 years ago, I would have told you this is a long shot. Today, I can tell you that we're going to make cellulosic ethanol profitably. It has gone exceptionally well, and we've made tremendous strides in both in the process efficiency and the enzyme efficiency and in turning cobs into ethanol.
What does this mean for the farmers who are growing corn and I guess we'll be looking at some of the options they've got to harvest this to bring it into a plant like yours?
Well, this is a tremendous opportunity for farmers in rural America and especially farmers here in Emmitsburg in the short term. The opportunity here is to collect a brand new source of revenue off their land, which is corn cobs. We're going to need 750 tons a day, more than 750 tons a day, to run the facility that's going to be behind us here at Emmitsburg. And that's an opportunity for farmers to collect a product that they're dumping on the ground today. It's got extremely low to zero, almost zero fertilizer value, and they can bring it into the plant and sell it to us so we can turn it into energy, which is a great thing for rural America, but it's also a great thing for our country in displacing foreign sources of energy and in cleaning up our environment.
Well, you're calling this Project Liberty, and explain what that means.
Well, we call it Project Liberty because it's a chance to liberate ourselves from our dangerous dependence on foreign sources of energy. You know, today a lot of the countries that we buy oil from are not our friends, and one of the things that motivates me and motivates Poet and motivates, I think, our industry is to find ways to decrease that dangerous reliance on foreign sources of energy, as well as to help our environment and to slow global warming. You know, ethanol that comes from the land is far more in sync with nature than oil that comes from below the ground.
What do you see as challenges right now for the industry, especially when it comes to the kind of policies that we're seeing come out of Washington, D.C., which I know will have a direct impact on companies like yours?
Well, it's critical that our legislative leaders understand that we need to have policies that promote the creation of new processes to create cellulosic ethanol and create the ethanol itself. You know, today, as an example, we have a blend wall in place that limits ethanol to 10% of the market and it mandates 90% petroleum. You know, we've got a waiver that we filed with the EPA to move that to E15. We should know on that literally in about a month. We're very excited about that and moving that forward because that'll open up the market to move ethanol to a larger percentage of our fuel supply.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. We're looking forward to seeing some of this new equipment that's going to be in operation out here today. I know this is the second annual, and we thank you for having the sun shining this year. So we'll look forward to it. And once again, hope you have a great day out here.
You bet. Thank you.